Texas Democrat Lieutenant Governor candidate Matthew Dowd, Jesus would be considered woke now. By Paul Bois on November 7, 2021. Matthew Dowd, former ABC News political analyst and current Democrat candidate for Lieutenant Governor of Texas, lamented that Jesus Christ would be considered woke in today's political climate. In a tweet on Sunday that has since been getting trolled to oblivion, the former George W. Bush advisor said Jesus Christ would be accused of being woke, reducing it to mere human decency. "As I sat in church today, I was thinking that if Jesus were here today, he would be accused of being woke," he tweeted. "How about we just say it is human decency to treat all with respect and dignity, and that it is constitutional to say all men and women are equal?" Dowd, reducing wokeness down to mere compassion, ignores the fact that woke adherents often show no mercy, grace, or forgiveness to people who disagree with their perspective on the human condition. Often, instead of compassion or decency, the woke demand total conformity to the idea that a man can be a woman, or that white people are intrinsically racist without any room for nuance or understanding. Whatever Dowd's definition of wokeness, his tweet had more than a fair share of detractors. Matthew Dowd himself has not exactly exhibited much grace in the past, having previously accused Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, of sexism for daring to run against a woman for president. "You know one clear way to demonstrate that you believe a woman can and should be president? Don't try to defeat a woman running for a president," Dowd tweeted in 2020. As John Nolte previously highlighted, Dowd announced his candidacy for Texas lieutenant governor after telling white Christian males to stop running for political office. "Instead of waiting for the diverse population of America to keep pushing and prodding, I would humbly suggest that we as white male Christians take it upon ourselves to step back and give more people who don't look like us access to the levers of power," he wrote in 2018. Debates over wokeness that have put a stranglehold on the Democratic Party took center stage last week after Republican Glenn Youngkin defeated Terry McAuliffe in the Virginia governor's race. "What went wrong is stupid wokeness," Democratic strategist James Carville said in an interview. "Don't just look at Virginia and New Jersey. Look at Long Island, Buffalo, look at Minneapolis, even look at Seattle, Washington. I mean, this defund the police lunacy, this take Abraham Lincoln's name off of schools, people see that. And it really has a suppressive effect on all across the country on Democrats. Some of these people need to go to a woke detox center or something," he added.